This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A decision limiting Halifax Water rate hikes may have implications for the region of Queens as it waits to hear a decision on its application to double water rates. The Nova Scotia Regulatory and Appeals Board on Tuesday approved a reduced rate increase for the Halifax region's water utility. Halifax Water had asked for a combined 35.6% rise in rates to be implemented over the first 3 months of 2026. The provincial regulator called that, quote, rate shock for customers. The board denied Halifax Water's request to include deficit elimination in its application. It ordered Halifax Water to return with a modified rate proposal within a week. The Halifax and Queens water rate applications are very different. For example, Queens is asking regulators for a combined 102% increase over 3 years. It also has equipment and infrastructure problems that Halifax doesn't. At the Region of Queens hearing in November, municipal officials warned that without an immediate 85% hike, the whole water system could be in jeopardy. They said the Region of Queens water utility has been undercharging its 1,200 customers in Liverpool and Brooklyn for years. And because of that, the infrastructure is outdated and needs to be repaired or replaced. The water utility is supposed to pay for itself through what it charges customers. The region says it needs to jack up rates immediately to stem a $516,000 deficit. But during the hearing, board members challenged the region's past accounting practices and their claims from the last time they asked for an increase in 2021. Board Chair Bruce Fisher opened the hearing by characterizing the region's application as, quote, rate shock.
Now, as there's a fairly significant rate increase, the board did issue an additional set of information requests. And essentially, we wanted to have additional information on the record in advance of this hearing so that we could discuss potential options to deal with what is obviously, I would say, rate shock.
The only intervener in the hearing, the Queens Community Health Board, also used the rate shock term as it opposed the region's application, saying that granting such a large increase would be difficult for customers to handle. Fisher also told the region later in the hearing that the size of their request was unusual.
We don't typically see 100% rate increases.
At the end of the hearing, the board had asked for more evidence from the municipality to support its application. That was received on November 28th. The decision in the Region of Queens water utility case will likely be available in late February. That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.